Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg presented Fabulous Females, a fundraiser out at the Tradewinds Island Grand Resort Pavilion last Friday. Five fabulous females were presented. We'll hear from each of them this week briefly, beginning with Karen Tash.
Good afternoon. My name is Shania Watson, and I'm an eighth grader at Academy Prep. Next year, I'll be attending Shorecrest Preparatory School. There's so much to say about our first honoree, but I'll begin by saying, I know why she's everyone's favorite teacher. Mrs. Karen Tash believes honesty is everything. She does not tolerate bullying. And she loves her students deeply like they are her own kids. Mrs. Tash was born to be a teacher and work with children, which she has done with excellence for the past 30 years. When I asked her about her hope for the future, she said that she hopes for more schools like Academy Prep, that she hopes for more teachers like Laura Mankey, our English teacher, because you can't become great without great teachers. She also said, what gives her the most hope is me. That me and my fellow scholars at Academy Prep are the future of our community. And that she knows that we are on the right path and we are going to do great things to change the world. I am so pleased to introduce and honor Mrs. Karen Tash.
Shania is one of the most fascinating, incredible students I've ever met. She is destined to be fabulous, and you do not earn a four-year scholarship at Shorecrest if you are not incredibly gifted academically. Yes. I'm incredibly proud of her and all of the eighth graders at Academy Prep. To be honest with you, I didn't know that much about Academy Prep until Paul's personal assistant that he calls the Viking Princess. She was actually the personal assistant to the president of Sweden and is now the director of development at the Times Publishing Company. Said, Karen, you've got to see Academy Prep. Okay, you know, after 42 years, I think I've seen it all. I was wrong. It's a privilege to stand with these other women here today being recognized. They have made a lot of incredible contributions to our community. I want to thank my parents, Carol and Toby Crayer, and my husband, Paul. They were always proud to say I was a teacher. I graduated from Duke University, also got a master's degree, and I had a close friend ask me, in all seriousness, if my parents were ever upset that they wasted all that tuition on a Duke degree for me just to become a teacher. Frankly, it never really occurred to me until that question was asked. I don't think so. They were very proud of what I did. You can't imagine, too, what it feels like to have former students here. Every one of my students has made an incredible impact on my life, and I love you dearly. And thanks to Academy Prep, as a teacher who spent 42 years in the classroom, it's really hard to imagine a greater honor than this one. From long experience, I know what's at stake at Academy Prep. Your students arrive with few advantages except ambition and grit. Their success in the face of adversity is eloquent testimony, not just to them, but to the Academy Prep community. During a visit to Academy Prep, and I'm going to tell you, if you've not taken a visit to Academy Prep, I highly encourage you to do so. I got to visit the classroom of Laura Mankey. Okay, I am an old broad. I thought I had seen it all. My oldest daughter is going to be 37 years old. She graduated from the IB program, and she was the first female at St. Pete High to get in Harvard. She had great teachers, but she didn't have a Laura Mankey. Oh my God! In 42 years of teaching, I have never experienced an educator like Laura Mankey. I wish, I mean that, I got to meet her personally today. It was like meeting the Pope. I am telling you, she is a role model for me. She is phenomenal. And that's the thing. This is indicative of the educators at Academy Prep, and kudos to Gina Burkett. She knows how to encourage and hire and attract the best educators I have ever seen. It has been the best experience of my life being around Academy Prep and these people. I have such hope again in education, and I never thought that would be true. Thank you, Annika, for encouraging me to come to Academy Prep. I am the one who salutes you, Academy Prep. Congratulations to you and to your students. God bless Academy Prep, and may all of us find ways to help advance this righteous cause. Thank you.
Veteran educator Karen Tash, a fabulous female, featured last Friday at the Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg's annual event held at the Tradewinds Island Grand Resort. Each morning this week, we're bringing you words from honorees in the annual Fabulous Females event presented by Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg out at the Tradewinds Island Grand Resort Pavilion last Friday. This morning, we'll hear from one of the honorees, managing principal and founding partner at Sable Trust, Susan Mittermeier.
Hello. Hello. My name is Bruce Davis, and I'm a sixth grader at Academy Prep. I currently have a 4.0 GPA. I love STEAM activities. Robots, going fishing, and visiting national parks with my family. I'm also a proud entrepreneur of my own business called Little Hippies. Our next honoree, Ms. Susan Mittermeier, is a managing principal and founding partner at Sable Trust. When I asked her what success means to her, she replied, "Many people would define success by making money, but I believe real success is leaving a place better than you found it." She believes that helping people rise so that they can give back leaves the world a better place for everyone. Ms. Mittermeier likes to see results in her investments, and she believes in the power and importance of education. The results are in the amazing young people who will grow up and give back to their community, like me. And that's why I'm proud to introduce Mrs. Mittermeier.
Isn't he great?
I'll start by saying it's truly an honor to be recognized along with the other recipients here today and those that have been saluted in the past. I appreciate and I'm humbled by this opportunity to be part of the celebration. I'd also like to acknowledge my husband Marcus, my oldest son Anthony, along with a number of personal and community friends in the audience, and of course my colleagues and partners at Sable Trust. I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate the influence you've had on my life. I've known about Academy Prep for a number of years. I've been to many of their events, including this luncheon numerous times, its breakfast, the gala. I've always been greeted by a student on those occasions with a wonderful smile, a look in my eye, and an extended, warm handshake. Even with all of that, I had never had the opportunity to actually sit down and chat with one of the students one-on-one. That all changed because of this event. I was able to spend time with Bruce as he was interviewing me for the gracious introduction that he just gave. As you can see, he's an articulate young man. And what he didn't tell you is that he has dreams. He knows what he wants to be, and he's confident that he will bring those dreams to reality. I look forward to seeing where his dreams take him. To me, that's the highlight of Academy Prep. You've seen many students here today, poised, smiling, warm, and friendly. They have a future because of what the Academy Prep environment provides. To the Fortune family and the community of leaders who have had such a wonderful vision in 1997, to the Board of Trustees who continue to tirelessly work on behalf of the school, and to Gina Burkett and her team, the team she has built to help fulfill the mission of the school. There's a quote attributed to Abraham Lincoln, and it goes like this: "I'm a success today because I had a friend who believed in me, and I didn't have the heart to let him down." I believe this community is a community of believing friends, and that's why Academy Prep continues to be successful. I want to thank you for this recognition, but most importantly, I want to thank you as a believing community of friends to continue the successes of Academy Prep. Thank you.
Susan Mittermeier, managing principal and founding partner at Sable Trust, one of the honorees last Friday at Fabulous Females, presented by Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg at the Tradewinds Grand Island Resort Pavilion.
Good afternoon. My name is Jameer Wooten, and I'm in the 8th grade at Academy Prep. I am proud to announce that I will be attending Admiral Farragut Academy this fall. When I first met our next honoree, I learned we have a lot in common. Like me, she was also born and raised on the south side of St. Petersburg. Her mom taught at Northeast High, where my mom went to school, and we found out that we are likely distant relatives. Ms. Bridget Heller receives a quality education here in St. Petersburg. However, she realizes many children in our community do not have access or resources to obtain an equitable education today. This is what inspired her to start her own nonprofit, the Shirley Proctor Puller Foundation, named and formed in honor of her late mother, an incredible lifelong teacher. Of course, this came only after she spent 35 plus years running global businesses for Fortune 100 companies. I asked Ms. Heller what encouraged her throughout her life and career, and she said, "Always ask yourself, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?" She encouraged me to remember that when things get hard and when I'm up against adversity, to ask myself, what would I do if I couldn't fail? And then go do that, because at the end of the day, I can't fail. I can only grow. I'm going to remember those words, and I hope you will as well. Unfortunately, Ms. Bridget Heller wasn't able to attend this afternoon, but she left a video of her remarks.
Thank you, Jameer. I'm really disappointed not to be with you this afternoon. I was really, truly looking forward to it, so we'll have to get together very soon. To the rest of you, I'd like to say I feel that I was very, very blessed to have grown up in South St. Petersburg. I was raised by a community of nurturers who were always making it clear that they were sort of vested in whatever it was I was doing. Now, to be clear, that wasn't always appreciated when I was younger. I distinctly remember saying to my mom or complaining to my mom, "Why are all these people always up in my business?" And my mom replied, "Girl, you don't have any business. You are either doing what you are supposed to be doing, in which case you don't mind talking to people about it, or you're doing something that's heading you for trouble, in which case this is God's way of redirecting you." So with that in mind, I actually did learn two very foundational, while I learned many things, there are two foundational lessons that actually helped shape the arc of my entire life. The first is that education is at the root of real freedom. And the second is that freedom is actually worth fighting and even worth dying for. And in fact, many of our ancestors have done just that. This award means the world to me because it is actually bestowed upon me by an organization that is fighting for freedom. They are fighting by educating young, predominantly Black and Brown children in South St. Pete, which is my community. They don't just say they're doing it. They are doing it, and their outcomes speak for themselves. Through this education, they are bestowing these children with the freedom to choose whatever path they may want to go. And that is just worth more than any of us could say. So in closing, I'll leave you with the refrain from a song that the Master Kids, the SPPF Master Kids students learn during the summer. I'll warn you, they don't really like it. It's a little too deep in terms of the lyrics, and it's not their preferred genre. It's a freedom song. It's called Ella's Song. And since I can't go through the entire song with you, I would ask that you Google it and please read the lyrics. Today, I just want to leave you with the refrain because for me, it's the most important part of the song that I would have you remember. And the refrain goes a little bit like this. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Thank you very much for joining me in this work and for being here today in celebration of Academy Prep.
Five fabulous females were saluted by the Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg last Friday, part of their annual event at the Tradewinds Island Grand Resort each morning. This week, we're hearing from one of the five fabulous females as introduced by an Academy Prep scholar. This morning, we'll hear from Beth Vivio.
Hello, my name is Ryan Hazley, and I'm a seventh grader at Academy Prep. Unlike most students, my favorite subject is math, because even though it can be hard, I always feel accomplished when I learn something new. I'm currently a member of student government, and I love working hard to make my school a better place and bring happiness to my fellow scholars. When I first met our next honoree, Ms. Beth Vivio, she told me she always felt a calling to help others, something that was instilled in her at a young age from her minister father. She says she's still surprised that she's currently running a business. When I asked Ms. Vivio for her definition of success, she said, it's about feeling content with your life. It's your family and friends. It's about finding real joy in everything you do. Beth Vivio has brought joy into the lives of so many, whether through her volunteerism, her handmade cards, or her love and talent as a singer and musician. Please join me in recognizing and welcoming to the stage Ms. Beth Vivio.
Thank you, Donnier, for that lovely introduction. It was such a pleasure to get to spend some time with Donnier and learn about her, and I felt like we immediately had a kinship and a love for helping people, and we're both piano players, so we hit it off right away. She is just a shining example of the incredible work being done every day at Academy Prep, and I just want to extend my heartfelt thanks to Academy Prep for the powerful impact that you have in the lives of these children that you serve. I want to thank two people, Mary Lou Bordeaux and Helen Barrett, for introducing us, Michael and I, to Academy Prep. We've been fortunate to know about it almost the entire time that we've lived here in St. Pete, and it's an organization that we're really proud to support. I too have had the pleasure of attending this event many times. Definitely one of my favorites, always so inspiring. So it's very humbling to be here as an honoree, to be recognized alongside my fellow amazing honorees, such incredible women. So I'm truly grateful. This recognition really has so little to do with me and much more to do with the people who I've learned from and who have inspired me and who have really enriched my life. It starts with my parents, Sunio and Ella Miyashiro. My father was a minister, so I spent life growing up in the church. My parents provided just an incredible foundation, built on faith and really the responsibility that we have to be of service. They taught me and my brothers about the importance of helping others by just role modeling that every day. They exemplified the belief that, this is a quote that many of us have heard, but that service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. I strive to live up to their example every day. I am incredibly blessed with a husband and two sons who are very supportive of all the volunteer work I do, and when they get tired of being supportive, they at least tolerate my efforts. And then there are times when, you know, they just kind of give me an eye roll. The truth is that they too enjoy helping and serving others, but we'll just keep that a secret between us. Since being of service is truly what brings me joy, I'm fortunate to have had both a career and volunteer opportunities in the nonprofit sector. But 4 years ago, got to try something really new and very different when Michael and I decided to buy a business. It was important to us to find a company with a positive mission and purpose, and we were so lucky to find that in Corporate Fitness Works. We provide fitness and wellness services to the employees of over 80 companies across the country, and I'm inspired every day by our incredibly dedicated employees and their desire to truly make a difference in the lives of our members. They help them with their fitness and wellness goals, but even more importantly, they help them cope with the challenges of corporate life. I'm so grateful that because of their dedication and hard work, I have the luxury and the opportunity to have time to continue volunteering and the resources to support great organizations like Academy Prep. Since we moved here in 2011, I have had the honor of working with many organizations in our community. There are three that have taken on a special significance to me, and I'd like to give them a shout out. Shorecrest Prep School, the St. Pete Free Clinic, and Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Yes, all great organizations. The opportunities that I have been afforded at each of these organizations has enriched my life immeasurably. I have had the great pleasure of working alongside the most dedicated, talented, smart, accomplished, and caring people who have taught me so much and who continue to inspire me to want to do more. I'm lucky to count many of these people as friends, and so fortunate that many of you are here today. You are all so very fabulous. So thank you again to all who support and inspire me, and thank you again to Academy Prep for the great work that you do. Thank you.
Beth Vivio speaking last Friday, one of five fabulous females saluted by the Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg at their annual event at the Tradewinds Island Grand Resort Pavilion. Local event coverage here on Radio St. Pete, the Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg presented its annual Fabulous Females event last Friday at the Tradewinds Island Grand Resort Pavilion on St. Pete Beach. One of the five featured females was Kimberly Jackson.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Khalees Taylor, and I'm a sixth grader at Academy Prep. When I first met our next honoree, she told me she believes in the power of Black girl magic, just like me. She told me she celebrates the success and empowerment of Black women today because she was privileged to be surrounded by strong Black women growing up who showed her a range of possibilities available in her own life. This is one of the main reasons why she's so involved in her community today. Our next honoree, Ms. Kimberly Jackson, is an attorney, an educator, and a policy thought leader. She's also an advocate for children with cognitive disabilities, and she's very passionate about the arts. She said the arts make life more colorful, and if she had to become an attorney, she would become a dancer. Ms. Jackson believes that all children should have access and representation to role models who look just like them. When I asked what advice she could leave me for my future, she shared something very special that her grandfather used to tell her. No matter what obstacle you face, the answer is never no. You have a choice. You can go around it, you can go above it, you can dig underneath it, or you can knock it down. But the answer is never no. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Kimberly Jackson to the stage.
Well, it's hard to follow Bridget. It was very meaningful. I want to first say I come here from a space of gratitude. I know many of you all in this room from different walks of life. You all have seen me work in very different capacities. And I'm eternally blessed to be in a community that cares. And I see that from different walks of life. So I want to thank Bridget and Susan and Karen and Beth for letting me share this space with you. But most of you all who know me know I'm a very serious person. It's one of those things I always get tagged about. So I'll try to keep it as light as I'm capable of doing. Khalees is our future. When I look at her and I think about how many times people say no, not knowing someone like her's brilliance, it just puts a fire in me to work harder to explain the concept of equity and what it means when you just see someone and you allow them to shine with their own personal center of excellence. When I came to this community, it was very strange for me. I came from the Midwest. I came from my lens in a more equitable space, although I've learned over the years by working with my Shiras over at this table that was equitable in a different way. And it's hard to really quantify what that means when you see people who have the grace to constantly fight and educate and work hard for inclusion. And it's something that they know is expected from their generations and from what was given to them. It's not lost on me that as a community that we've come a long way in 20 years. This is in fact my 25th year being here. I used to say that I was of St. Pete, not from St. Pete. After 25 years, I feel comfortable saying I am a resident and from St. Pete. But I say that to say because it is a beautiful space to share so much time with community leaders who believe in transformational change for people like Khalees and for all of our young people who deserve a shot at what they want to be. That last quote she said was given from my grandfather. When I grew up, I did not know any other way but service. My grandfather was a minister. He had no education. His wife, my grandmother, had no education. And together they fought for my aunt, who was the first college graduate in our family, who went on to get way too many degrees. I called her before to list them all, and I decided against it, take too long. My mother, who's sitting over there, my aunt who passed away, and my youngest aunt. And watching two uneducated people produce a vice president of a hospital, a TV executive, and two former superintendents shows me what happens when you create generational change, when you give someone that opportunity. So I say that we still have, thank you. I say that we still have a lot of work to do in this community, but in a positive way, because we're all speaking from the same space now. I look around and this is an inclusive space, and that's something that I always strive for when I'm engaging. One thing that I wanted to say to Khalees personally, which I know that the women who I work so hard in different spaces would say, is do not shrink so others can rise. Allow your greatness to shine. I believe in you. Just saying that to someone, I guarantee you, they will remember that. It will create dividends that you just cannot fathom for that person as they rise, when they look back in their career and who believed in them, who really meant it. So I'd like to end where I begin with, I thank you all for allowing me to serve in the community. I consider it a privilege. When people ask me why I do so much, it's because the work is not done. I want to particularly thank my mother here today for teaching me the importance of character. Character is what happens when no one is watching. And from the time I was a young person, she enforced that. I was sort of like Bridget, either you're doing right or you're not at all. To my many, many friends in here, I would be silly if I started naming them, but thank you. Thank you for getting me and for allowing me to be who I am. And to my partner over there, my friend of, I have to be careful, I have two best friends at that table. But to my life partner of 32 years and marriage of 26 years, I want to thank you as my partner for always allowing me to be who God designed me to be and never interfering with that. Thank you so much. This award means the most to me because it comes from people who care, who are committed to service. Bridget said it best, Academy Prep does the work. It invests in children. It levels the playing field. It gives opportunities. It believes in measurement. It follows our kids. Education is important for equity. Thank you so much for supporting.
Kim Jackson saluted last Friday, one of five fabulous females by the Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg at their annual event at Tradewinds Island Grand Resort Pavilion.